inviting you to join ESB's Spirited Travel Club on March 1st to the exclusive Picasso exhibit and Broadway show, Finding Neverland. Call today for details.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks so much to Dr. Marvin Wade and Dave Colburn for coming in and talking some USD 383 with us. But now we got, let's turn that up. There we go. We got John Kurtz in the studio before 10 o'clock in the morning.
You know, it's funny. You guys have had a lot of jokes about that. My dog woke me up at 5:30 this morning, so I've been up for quite a while, contrary to popular belief. But, you know, the way I was hearing it from all different angles, you, Dave, Mitch, even people as I walk in the studio here, I mean, everybody's coming after me, saddles a-blazing. It's like you guys are all Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, just coming right after me. It's crazy.
No, I wasn't coming after you.
I heard
thanks
Kurtz
for the
sighting.
The John Kurtz sighting. I was just confirming that you were here. That's all.
Yeah, Andrew, let me introduce my other guest here. We got Andrew Hammett,
sir, how
in
you
the
doing?
In Focus Studios this morning. You were a moderator for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, I was. It was fascinating.
You can lose the wham now.
Yeah,
George can go bye bye.
There we go.
Thank you.
Hasn't he gone bye bye already?
It's gone now.
Pour some out.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was not in Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, I saw that he's like trying to do a Western now.
Yeah,
or like why Arnold?
Well, why not?
Get to the saloon.
I didn't know you did impressions.
I do a pretty good Clinton impression.
Okay. Okay.
How you doing,
Bill or Hillary?
Bill. It's got to be Bill.
Hey, yeah. He got brought up last night. He got a shout out from Kareem.
Hey, he sure did.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that. Let's get to it here. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, NBA legend, six-time champ. People forget that, too. Everybody talks about Michael Jordan being the six-time champion. Everybody forgets about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Still, to this day, the leading scorer in NBA history. And Andrew, you got to moderate that, and John and I were in the audience with a lot of jealousy watching you moderate that. Talk about that experience. That'd be really cool for you.
You guys might have been jealous, but I'm jealous of you guys for like about the first 15 minutes. I was so nervous walking on stage. Like, my hand was literally shaking as I'm walking up, and I'm like, you know what? This is happening, guys. Okay, let's – I cannot turn around. No.
I didn't notice at all. For what it's worth, you look great.
Thanks.
Very
suave. Thank you. Thank you.
Very
suave. I try. Shout out to JCPenney for that suit. no, but it was very fascinating because we were backstage, and he's such a quiet, a very peaceful soul. Like, you know, because he could tell that we were nervous, and he was very relaxed and welcoming. And, you know, he has such a knowledge of history, especially like history in the KC area, because, you know, he was talking about, you know, going to get some barbecue afterwards, but of course every place was closed, and he just brought up, you know, how much he admires going down anytime he's close to KC. He wants to go to 18th and Vine so he can, you know, go to the Jazz Museum, go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and it's so fascinating to hear the stories. And he was so excited to get like artifacts from the Negro Leagues Museum, such as game films, like films from those games that nobody's ever seen. And he was like, he was just so blown away by it. And, you know, on stage, there's so much knowledge. Like, you know, there's people that talk just to talk. And he was backing up everything he had with facts and knowledge and personal and anecdotes that he's taken down himself. And I'm just so, he's sitting here like, I could talk to this man forever.
Yeah, no, the thing I appreciated about it, just listening to him, I mean, one, just obviously how wise he is, and it didn't matter, you know, audience questions. Robert Lipson fired off a question at him.
That was great.
Handled everything with such grace. I mean, he's just so, even one guy who was disagreeing with him a little bit, mm-hmm. and going back and forth with him some on some of the issues with Islam and Islamic countries, but he was just so, he has such a good demeanor for that. He's such a good messenger for a lot of the things that I think a lot of us, we agree with a lot of what he is trying to say, but sometimes the messenger is key here, because if you're too crazy like many of us are in social media, wanting to get angry about something right away. That's not him, man. He is able to articulate very succinctly what the message is, and he is the perfect kind of guy to convey those messages.
And I have a lot of audio on that, and Andrew, I want to touch on something you said. You mentioned he's a guy that's very factual-based, and he was asked about the news cycle and fake news, real news, and all that sort of stuff. Here's a little snippet of that.
You have to teach rational thinking so that the fake news and these overblown, ridiculous conspiracy theories, they won't have any influence on us because we'll see through them right away. If we can't teach, that type of thinking, it's going to be tough because our kids are going to accept ridiculous premises just because somebody's with authority is telling them that the sky is red, and we know that's not the case.
And we got a lot of audio here, and I want to be sure we get to it. He was also asked about President Obama, who actually Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was awarded Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mm-hmm. I believe that was 2015 or 16.
Yes.
I don't remember exactly when, but he was asked about the former president.
I remember he was giving a State of the Union address, and a Republican congressman called him a liar. If we had to call our present president a liar every time he opened his mouth, we wouldn't be able to hear anything from this dude. Right?
And he did not hold back on a lot of those topics and issues.
Well, and some of those last two clips that you just played, they're tied together, right? I mean, we've got to make sure that the next generation that we have is not going to be just accepting of anybody in authority saying something and them just taking it as fact because it is a figure in authority. Doesn't that clip that you just played right there sort of back up exactly what he's saying in the other clip about fake news? I mean, to me, that all ties in pretty perfectly together.
Brady Bowman with you. Inaugural guest appearances with John Kurtz here on In Focus. I believe you've never been on In Focus before, have you?
I think this is it, yeah.
All right. A red letter day. Andrew Hammond, who was the moderator, and also does some stuff for us from 96.3. Mm-hmm. Go and do a little plug on when you're on there.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Hey, 10 to 2. Check me out, Z96.3.
All right. And again, he was a moderator last night. And he also talked about policing. And so many of these issues, I thought, just all tied together. They weren't necessarily separate on their own. They all kind of had some connections with each other. And let's play a clip from the Me Too movement. You mentioned the Me Too movement and some similarities there with African Americans and the police.
It's the same thing that happens to Black Americans with the police department that nobody wanted to believe until we could get a film of Rodney King being beaten. And then that was followed by other films of other Black Americans being beaten and killed for no good reason. Once that information got out there, people's attitudes changed about what Black people had been saying for over 100 years, that the police departments treat us differently.
And he also mentioned Tamir Rice, and he really focused on that. Tamir Rice, 12-year-old that was killed by police in Cleveland. It made the headlines. A lot of people saw the video of that, and here's some audio on that subject.
The police officer jumps out of the car and shoots a 12-year-old boy dead, doesn't say, "Police, put down the gun, put up your hands." Nothing is said. He just jumps out of the car and executes this little boy. He was 12 years old. That is not the way that police are supposed to treat kids. And it is not the way that police are supposed to act in the United States of America. My father was a police officer. I know what I'm talking about here. So we got some work to do.
Hey, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's one more that's sort of tied into this, and I'd be curious for Andrew's thoughts on it as well. But the clip where policing and attitudes towards the police is a two-way street, I think is how I labeled that one.
Yeah, I have that.
Because it's not all, he did not stand up there all attacking one side of this, not
right.
All just attacking law enforcement. I thought it was very important and very poignant that he made the point about the relationship issues that we're having right now between society and the police force. That's a two-way street, that there has to be some involvement from both sides there to try and repair that relationship.
Let's play that clip.
When we get to a point where the police force does not look down on the people that they are that they're policing, and instead of looking down on them, look upon them as people that they are there to protect and serve. That will help. And people in the community need to look at the police department not as pigs or oppressors, but look upon them as the people that are here to help us keep order in our communities.
Again, John, as you were saying earlier, just an example of him really just kind of being very rational, very calm, and talking about issues in that sort of way, just looking at the facts and realizations.
Yeah, and one thing that really he has a fantastic perspective on with this, his father was a police officer.
Right, I did
and,
not know that.
Yeah, and I because I remember reading that and just doing my research on this, and when he brought that up, I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a guy who, you know, we talk about listen to both sides, and this man truly does understand and know both sides. So having somebody like that there to talk about these things, I thought was just, and not even just, like, I took so many lessons from this and so many things that I want to apply, and I'm just like, man, this dude literally knows, I mean, I hate saying knows it all, but my goodness. I mean, everything he was saying, he was backing up with facts. He was backing up with perspectives. I'm like, we could all learn something from that kind of moving forward.
And he made it a point. I know you need to take a break here, yeah. But one that I think would be cool to play on the other side. I mean, he really started out with a lot of the message was about just getting to know your neighbor, getting to know the other person that you may or may not disagree with, because the more that you do, the more you find out you have actually a lot in common.
Good way to go to a break on. Thanks, John. More In Focus coming up on the other side.